Elaine Watson is Emergency Response Coordinator for the Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County. This morning, he told county commissioners in their role as the EPC board about the extent of the spill and damages to the environment.
The final numbers on the estimation of the amount of jet fuel that was spilled come to about 820 barrels, which is roughly 35,000 gallons. About 400,000 gallons of petroleum-contaminated water has been collected. The other item, number I'd pick out here, is the 512 deceased wildlife. That's mainly fish counts. About 500 are fish, and that pickup occurred really was in the first 3 days of the spill. We're seeing reports of fish back, other wildlife returning, so things are looking much better now.
After the initial spill, residents feared the fuel could pollute groundwater, where many drew their drinking water from wells. There was also the potential that the fuel, which can be severely toxic, would enter the Tampa Bypass Canal. Watson said that so far testing shows no water contamination.
Groundwater sampling wells, we're testing these wells weekly, and they will continue to test probably from now on and be monthly testing of the portable three potable wells in the area close to the spill site. All the tests have come back showing that their groundwater is clean.
According to minutes on the Environmental Protection Commission website, the emergency response is moving toward petroleum cleanup and wetlands restoration. EPC lawyers have said the county will be entitled to damages from the pipeline owner, Central Florida Pipeline, for personnel hours used during the emergency response and funds needed to restore the area. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatow for WMNF News.